welcome to Jose Silva's world-famous Silva Centering Exercise. It's also known as the Long Relaxation Exercise because that's what we'll be doing. This is the original version, exactly the way that Jose Silva wrote it. He invested 22 years of scientific research and $500,000 of his own money to develop this conditioning cycle. He selected every word very carefully, studied the dictionary to make sure that every word expressed exactly what he intended, and we haven't changed a word of it. There are a lot of copycat programs out there, and there are even some revised versions of Jose Silva's work. We don't change them. This conditioning cycle does a lot more than just to help you relax physically and mentally. It also helps to lower your brain frequency to the 10 cycles alpha level, and it does more than that. The main goal of the Silva Centering Exercise is to help you learn how to use your mind to correct problems. First, you're using your mind to relax your body. We don't ask you to tense up and relax your muscles. We ask you to use your mind to relax your body. It's a very simple principle that Jose Silva understood early on. Mind guides brain, and brain guides body. Everything we do begins as a thought. If you're thirsty, you reach out, you pick up a glass of water, and you drink. It starts with the thought. The thought guides your brain. Your brain sends the signals to your arm to reach out, pick up the water, and drink it. Once you have learned to use your mind to relax your body, then it's a very simple step to use your mind to heal your body when you have an illness, when you're sick, or when you're hurt. Use your mind to help correct the problems of your body. The body knows how to heal itself, and it'll do it automatically. You can speed up the process by programming with your mind. If you cut your finger, doctors can sew it up so it won't scar. But it's your body itself that knows how to knit the cells back together and do the healing. You can put some antiseptic on there so it won't get infected, but that doesn't heal it. Your body heals itself. Your brain can guide your body to do it faster. You can use your mind to guide your brain to also heal relationships, troubled relationships that you may have with people, to heal business problems and financial problems. You can use your mind to solve any problems that you need to. The more problems you solve, the more you concentrate on success and improving living conditions here on planet Earth, the more success you'll have, the more prosperous you'll be, the more satisfaction you'll get in your life. It doesn't happen by concentrating on problems. Everybody wants to solve problems by focusing on the problems. Okay, let me go to work on the problem. No, mind guides brain, brain guides body. You focus on the problem and you're dealing with the problem. I don't have enough money to pay my bills. How do I get money to pay my bills? That's the problem. What you do, you go out and you work on solutions. You see a board with a nail in it. Sitting out there on the sidewalk. Somebody's going to step on it and hurt themselves. That's a problem. Go pick it up. Get the board out of the way. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll know that you are a person who solves problems and who can solve problems and who can make things happen on this planet. Then when it comes to how am I going to pay my bills, what can you do that will be of value to somebody so that they will compensate you for it and you can pay your bills? Maybe you don't even need the money. Maybe there's a way to trade it out. Maybe you owe somebody something and say, hey, by the way, could I do such and such to help you out? They say, hey, that'll be great. And you can trade it out. So instead of focusing on problems, focus on solutions. Those are things that we learn later. The first step is to learn to use your mind to relax your body. Mind guides brain, brain guides body. That's what we'll be doing in this Silva Centering Exercise. Now, to start with, we'll ask you to close your eyes. Why do we do that? Because everything we do at the alpha brainwave level, vibrating electrical energy of the brain. We want it to slow down a little bit, to go to a lower frequency, not vibrating 20 times per second like it is now, like it is when you're active and using your eyesight and using your physical body. We want it to slow down like when you're in a light level of sleep. 10 cycles per second is the center of the brain frequency spectrum, what we call the alpha frequency. It was the first brain frequency ever discovered. That's why they called it alpha. It's the strongest. That's why it was discovered first. It's the strongest. If it's the strongest, it's the best place to do your thinking. You can do your acting at the faster beta frequencies because you're using your body more than you're using your mind at beta. At alpha, you're using your mind. That's the strongest frequency. That's the best place to do your thinking. Trouble is, 9 out of 10 people do their thinking and they're acting at beta. Only 1 person in 10 lowers their brain frequency to alpha to do their thinking. You're going to be learning in this exercise how to lower your brain frequency to alpha and activate your mind so that you can use it to solve problems, to start with, to relax your body. That'll be the first thing we do. So we want you to close your eyes, because anytime you focus your eyes, anytime you attempt to focus your eyes, your brain goes to 20 cycles per second. The sense of eyesight is the only sense, the only physical sense, that requires 20 cycles beta. So if you have your eyes open, it's tempting to look around and see what's going on. So if you just close your eyes, you can relax, not focus your eyes, not try to use your eyesight for anything. Just relax and follow the simple instructions that I'll be giving you in this exercise that we'll do in just a moment here. Follow the simple instructions and you will succeed. Now, the main thing we want to do in order to learn to find the center, the alpha frequency, is to relax. So you close your eyes. If you feel like you need to open your eyes, open them, look around, make yourself comfortable, then close your eyes. Start back again at the beginning of the recording and do it until you get to the point where you go all the way through it and you're relaxed. When we're doing this, when we're relaxing, if you begin to feel uncomfortable, feel like you need to change your position, change your position. You'll be more relaxed if you go ahead and change your position, make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs, cross your legs, whatever you need to do. If you have an itch, scratch the itch. This is not some sort of a trance state. This is a useful level of mind that you can learn to use with conscious awareness whenever you need to. So you don't have to just sit here and be passive. In fact, that's not what we want you to do. We don't want you to just sit and be passive. We want you to follow the instructions, to do what we instruct you to do, so that you can learn to use your mind to cause an effect in your body. Here's how we'll do it. I'll ask you to concentrate your sense of awareness on your scalp, the skin that covers your head. That means think about it. Think about it. Become aware of it mentally. I'll say this to you. I'll say you will detect a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. Now, some people have changed that wording because the first time you do it, you're probably not going to feel a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth. Feel is a physical thing. We don't expect you to feel it right away. You're learning how to use your mind to cause an effect in your body. We say you will detect. Detect is something you do mentally. A detective studies all the clues, analyzes them, and then solves the case. It's not a physical feeling. It's like a mental or an emotional feeling. And we don't say you may detect it. We're not going to sit here passively and hope that something may happen sooner or later. No, we want you to do it, to use your mind to cause an effect in your body. So we say you will detect. By will detect, we mean use your mind to think about, recall, what is it? What would it feel like? You ever had a tingling sensation, a fine vibration? You recall what that felt like? Recall that with your mind. And you know what? You may relive that feeling, and it may be in your scalp. Maybe not this first time, maybe later. It doesn't matter. The fact that you are attempting to do it, that you're following the instructions, and that you're using your mind and saying, I'm going to use my mind to recall what that was like. It'll happen. It will come in time. When it's ready, it will come. Relax, and it will come. Maybe next time, maybe after a few sessions, maybe after a few weeks, maybe after a few months. It will come. It doesn't matter. Because what we're looking for now is to relax the body. These are the steps that you take so that you can start solving problems, healing your body, healing relationships, healing business problems and financial problems and whatever problems you may have, healing feelings of insufficiency and inadequacy. Some people feel that way. Some people don't feel that good about themselves. Go out and solve problems. Do some good in the world. Make the world a better place to live. You'll feel fine about yourself. You do that by mind God's brain God's body, just what we're doing here. May sound a little complicated now. Drop over to silvanow.com. Silvanow.com. We have free lessons over there that you can study that will explain this in a lot more detail. So after you finish this centering exercise, check out silvanow.com. For now, we'll continue. Say, concentrate your sense of awareness on your scalp, skin that covers your head. You detect a fine vibration, a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. I'll give you a moment to do that, to recall what a tingling sensation is, what a feeling of warmth feels like. Then I'll say, release and relax all tensions and ligament pressures from this part of your head completely, and place it in a deep state of relaxation that will grow deeper and deeper as we continue. In other words, just let go. Just allow yourself to relax. You can't force yourself to relax, right? Force is pressure and tension. No, you just allow it to happen. Don't hold anything back. Relax completely. Let go and let it happen. Then we'll do the same thing with your forehead, with your eyes, the tissue surrounding your eyes, your face, the skin that covers your cheeks. Release and relax all tension, ligament pressures. Your throat, the outer portion of your throat, the skin covering your throat area, within the throat area. Your shoulders. I'll ask you to feel the clothing in contact with your shoulders, with this part of your body. And then sense the skin and the vibration of the skin. And then relax your shoulders. Your chest. Feel the clothing in contact with your chest, the skin and the vibration of the skin. Relax the chest. Then I'll ask you to go within the chest area. Let's strengthen your immune system. Let's normalize all body functions so that you will stay healthy. Mind guides brain guides body. Just use your mind to relax all organs, relax all glands, relax all tissues, including the cells themselves, and cause them to function in a rhythmic and healthy manner. Some people say, well, how do I do that? The same way you do the rest of it. Desire it. Desire it. Imagine it happening. Imagine all your organs, your heart, your lungs, everything relaxing. The same thing in the abdominal area. Same thing at the thighs. I'll say sense of vibrations at the bones within the thighs. By now, they should be easily detectable. Your knees, your calves, your feet. Then we want you to be so relaxed, you're not even aware of your body. So we'll come back up the body and relax coming back up the body. So relax, just kind of forget about his body. I'll say, cause your feet to feel as though they do not belong to your body. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Mr. Silva didn't say, don't feel them. He says, cause them to feel as though they don't belong to your body. Your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, thighs, waist, shoulders, arms, hands, feel as though they do not belong to your body. We'll leave your head alone. We'll leave your head there because if we ask you to cause your head to feel as though it does not belong to your body, you might just go to sleep. We don't want you to go to sleep. We want you to stay aware. If you fall asleep along the way, that's okay. But the next time you do it, make yourself a little less comfortable. That way you won't fall asleep. If you keep falling asleep, find a less comfortable chair to sit in. Sit up straight. Remember, if your neck gets a little stiff, roll your head around some to relax. We don't want you to get too uncomfortable because then you'll be stressed and you won't be relaxed. But we don't want you so comfortable that you fall asleep. If you feel like you're about to fall asleep, raise your hand. Not because I'm going to call on you, but raise your hand because then when you start to fall asleep, your hand will start to come down. That will get your attention and cause you to begin to concentrate again on what we're doing and follow the instructions. When you follow the instructions, that'll help you to stay awake. So we will go through all that physical relaxation and we will associate physical relaxation with the number three. When we start, I'll ask you to mentally repeat and visualize number three several times. You know what a three looks like, so just recall what number three looks like. And once we have done all the physical relaxation, once again, I'll remind you that this is your level three. Level three is for physical relaxation. So any time that you mentally repeat and visualize the number three, and desire to relax and recall this feeling of physical relaxation, your body will relax as completely as it is now and more so every time you practice. So whenever you practice this, we'll reinforce that conditioned response. When you mentally repeat and visualize the number three, your mind will recreate the conditions that you experienced at level three, the physical relaxation. So you won't have to go through this whole long sequence of relaxing when you need to relax. And in fact, that's going to be a step towards getting us to the alpha brainwave level. The next step, we go to level two. Level two is for mental relaxation. How do you relax your mind? By recalling tranquil and passive scenes. Calm your mind. Recall tranquil and passive scenes. Mr. Silva gave us three very specific scenes, and he had a reason for selecting these three. Later, when you practice on your own, you may have other scenes you like better. As we go through this exercise, let's use the scenes that he selected. First is being at the beach on a nice summer day. That's relaxing. The second tranquil and passive scene he directs us to is a day out fishing. The third tranquil and passive scene is a walk through the woods on a beautiful summer day. We will reinforce this as level two, mental relaxation. So anytime you mentally repeat and visualize the number two, you will relax mentally. Then we'll say, take another deep breath. While exhaling, relax. and enter your center, level one, the basic plane level, the base of the alpha level. 7 to 14 cycles is the alpha frequency, the alpha range. So we'll say 7 cycles is the base of alpha. When we activate your mind to solve problems, your brain will adjust to the center. That's why we call it the centering exercise. Center is 10 cycles per second, and that's where you'll do your programming. Now, if you want to learn more about all of this, there's a lot of information at silvanow.com. There's a video of Mr. Silva using a chart that he developed called the Scale of Brain Evolution to explain how your brain and mind function. Next, we'll do some beneficial statements like, positive thoughts bring me benefits and advantages I desire. My increasing mental faculties are for serving humanity better. Yes, you are part of humanity, so you can work on yourself. Heal your own body. Make yourself healthier so that you will have more strength and more energy to solve more problems and improve living conditions on the planet even more. It all fits together. This is not about just getting what you want. That's not the way that higher intelligence set it up. Higher intelligence sent us all here. We're all in this together. All of humanity, we all need to help one another. When you lift up humanity, you're lifting up yourself as well. So the best way to help yourself is to help other people. The best way to solve your problems is to solve whatever problems you see. You become a better problem solver. Higher intelligence will see that you are solving problems, that you are lifting up humanity, and higher intelligence will then make sure that you have whatever you need. You need to let your needs be known. Do let them be known. Let higher intelligence know, hey, I need to take care of my family so that I'm not distracted, so that I can solve more problems. They'll take care of you. They'll take care of you as long as you are demonstrating that you are doing what you were sent here to do. Solving problems, improving living conditions on the planet, and lifting up humanity. One of the things that we'll do after we get to level one, I'll ask you to project yourself mentally to your ideal place of relaxation. This can be any place you want to go. Project yourself there. Take yourself there mentally. Your body won't be there physically. Your mind will be there. And guess what? Since your mind is there, and since your mind guides your brain and brain guides your body, your brain will attempt to recreate those conditions in your body. So any place where you have gone and you have relaxed, it will be like you were there again. You will actually be projecting yourself. You will be there again mentally, and your body will feel like you're there physically, and you will experience that same kind of relaxation. This could actually be something active if you want to. If it's something active that you do that helps you to relax, you can do that. Now, here's what we'll do. Since there is no time or space mentally, you can project your mind to be anywhere you want to be, anywhere on the planet, anywhere in the universe for that matter. And it doesn't have to be right now. It could be someplace you've been in the past. It could be someplace you want to go in the future. You're not limited by time. So therefore, I will say to you, when you next hear my voice, 1 hour of time, 1 hour of time will have elapsed at this level of mind. That's not going to be 1 hour of physical time on the clock. Because remember, mentally there's no time or space. So we'll get the effect of having been at this ideal place of relaxation for 1 hour when it's really nowhere near that long. It's not even 1 minute. But you will have the benefits as if it had been 1 hour's worth of physical relaxation. You will have the benefits as if it were 90 minutes of sleep. You will get as much alpha time as you get during a 90-minute sleep and dream cycle. So there are so many benefits. So we will do this exercise now. It's coming up now. If you want to listen to it with eyes open first so you know everything that's in it, that's fine. If you feel like you're ready to do it right now, let's go ahead and do it. All you need to do is find a comfortable position. We recommend sitting somewhere in a comfortable chair. Relax and enjoy the Silva Centering Exercise.